Today we continue a discussion of Chetzil Hashem, Chetzil Lachem. We were learning in Machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua that there was a steer in the Pesukim. One Pesuk says, Atzeres Tiyalachem. One Pesuk says, Atzeres Lashem Elukecha. And Rav Shechter said also from Rabbi Yosef Engel that the idea being is that when you have Shnei Ksuvim, Hamachishim Zed Zeh, and you don't have a Kosov Hashlishi, Lachriya Beinayim. So what do you do? So that's, as Rav Shechter said over from Yosef Engel, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Do we say that that means that the Torah is saying two tracks, that you have an option to do either Kulu Lashem or Kulu Lachem? Or do you say that no, that what you have to do is fit in the two psukim together and do Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem, and that's how you deal with the psukim. So that's the we saw the Rambam has said Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem, and he tells you how to do that. And then we saw the Gemara in Pesachim on Samech Chesamid Beis about the 3 days that the Gemara says Hakol Modim to be in Ami Lachem, that Shavuos and Purim and Shabbos. And then we saw the Marbere the Ravashi, who would fast every day except for when? For Erev Yom Kippur, Purim, and Shavuos. Now, we discussed also what does it mean, and then we saw the Ritva as well, that the Ritva says that the Ritva had a kasha that we said that the first night of Sukkot you have to eat in the Sukkah, but the rest you have a choice. So, the rest, Iboy Ochil, Iboy Lo Ochil. So the question is, what do you mean Iboy Lo Ochil? But don't you have to have a Sudas Yontif? So the Gemara, and he says, even Rabbi Lezer, who says that, that's only if you have Kulu Hashem, then you can have Kulu Hashem, and you don't have to eat, even. So the question, right. So the question is, what does Kulu Hashem mean? So it seems from most of the sources that we'll see, that means that you could even fast Kulu Hashem. Rav Shechter claimed that it meant that it just means that you have a small Suda. But we'll see in the Rishonim, it seems in the different sources here, we'll see which sources, Rishonim or Achronim, whatever, that it means you can even fast. And that's the simple pshat in Marbereder of Ashi, that he would fast and all these days, right? He would fast except for those particular days that he held. So on Yontif and Sukkot he would fast. Fast probably means just the daytime. He would eat at night. So according to Marbereder, you know, that makes sense that he holds like Rabbi Lezer, that Kulu Hashem, Kulu Lachem, except for certain days that he holds that there's a chiyuv to eat. But its pashas is that it means Kula Hashem means to fast. That if you choose that you want to stay in shul the whole day and learn and not eat, so you could do so. And that's what Rav Ashi did. Well, what's his name? Madrid Ravina. Yeah, I mean, Madrid Ravina, let's just check. Yeah, I'm sorry. Madrid Ravina, yeah. You're right. And Psachim Sarah Chesed at base. So let's look now in the other Rishonim and how see they learned this Gemaras. So we're up to learning, looking in the Rav Yoh on page 7. Let's look in the Rav Yoh. Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yasa also l'sa'anos at sheish shos b'shabbos. Right? The halacha is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to fast till Chatzos. Right? That's a whole separate discussion. As besides the issur of fasting b'chlal, there's a separate din that you're supposed to eat something before Chatzos. That's why if you daven in a shul that goes too long and you're not going to get home till after Chatzos, so it's a question, are you a violation of this? So some Rishonim, some post-Rishonim hold that you can't Chatzos from when you wake up. So if you wake up at 8:30, 8 o'clock, so you still have another 6 hours after 8. So then that's still two. But if you say Chatzos is literally, it's Kiddush Club. Or you could just have water before davening. If you have water before davening, then you're okay. If you have water before davening, you're okay. But that's okay. So Amar Rav Yosi, Masnisa Amar Kein Kodim L'Chatzos Lo Yishlimu Ad Kedud Tzafer Hu L'Achar Chatzos Lo Shlimu Ver Ar Ruber Shal Yom B'Kedusha. Nira the Huadim Biyomim Tovim Vreshi Chadoshim Vechanaku Purim. So what's Huadim Biyomim Tovim Vreshi Chadoshim Vechanaku Purim? So he writes, that means that so since these days are also betainus, then you can't fast until Chatzos also on Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Aval betfila or betalmud Torah, shari laasuke ulatanos. But tefillah, the Talmud Torah, if in other words, halacha is that you can't fast. That's if you're not following Rabbi Lezer. So you can't fast. In other words, you're not learning the whole day. You're not osaking. You're taking walks. You're taking this. So once you're taking walks, then you have no hetter to fast. But if you're basically learning the whole day, then you're a Rabbi Lezer person. Then you could fast.
Is this talking about the dinner of Shabbos until Chatzot or fasting on Shabbos?
Of the whole day.
This is talking about the whole day?
Yeah. Aval betfila o betalmud Torah sharei l'asukei l'tzanos dekayim lo k'Rav Lezer perek elu dvarim psachim tamino kul Hashem kul lachem. So he's saying that this did that it's also to fast on these days, to fast the whole day or at least on Chatzos, right? That you can't do. But if you choose to follow Rabbi Lezer, then you could even fast the whole day.
How do you talk about the whole day here?
Because that's what Rabbi Lezer is talking about. It's only Yerushalmi who talks about Chatzos.
Okay, only that one.
Raval gav the Rabbi Yeshua poligalei v'omer chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. So even though Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, Chazina chula amaroi desavri chavasi, the Rabbi Lezer. In other words, all the amaroim follow Rabbi Lezer. Because all those people that say Hakol Modim Batzeres the Bina Lachem, Hakol Modim this the Bina Lachem, Hakol Modim without the Bina Lachem, and that's all within Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you always need Lachem. You always need Lachem according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Chiddush is even according to Rabbi Lezer.
Up. It could still fall in Rabbi Yeshua because he holds Lachem partial. I mean, it doesn't say Kol Lachem.
I understand, but nonetheless, no, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you always need Lachem. So what do you mean, Hakol Modim Batzeres Levino Lachem? Every day, every time you need Lachem. The Chiddush is even according to Rabbi Lezer, that you have an option to say Kulu Lachem, but that you don't have that option on Shavuos and Purim and that. So you see that Mar Berei de Ravina also follows Rabbi Lezer. That's why he was fasting. So you see clear that the Rav Yoh is not saying what Rav Shechter said about that Kulo Hashem means to fast. And the Rav Yoh repeats this as well on page 8.
Maybe the others can be mechanical kind of cool Hashem and still have something to do. If your majority is learning, that's considered cool Hashem.
No. Cool Hashem means cool Hashem. He writes Beferish, so you can fast.
I'm saying doesn't necessarily disagree with the others.
And look now on page 8 for a second. On the bottom line on the right side. Vadabina Paragalo Dvarim Bitsachim, Marbury Dravino, Aviosiv, Kulashaita Bitanisa, Lavad Meatzeres. Nearly the Sphere Lake of Lezer, the Omar Kula Shemakulu Lachem. Vanan Sphere Lake of Yeshua, Hetzel Hashem, Hetzel Lachem. Hilchachasu Bitanis. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then it's also Bataynus. But if you hold like Rabbi Lezer, then it's Mutter Bataynus.
What I'm saying is if you sit, if someone, not you or anyone, were to sit on Shabbos and say, okay, I'm going to do Kol Hashem, I'm going to sit and learn. But at some point he has a headache, he needs something to eat. If he ate, it's still called Kol Hashem. Meaning not, that's what I'm trying to say. And even these people would agree.
I don't know if you're right. Then he didn't do Kul Hashem.
He's not eating out of pleasure.
But he was saying that even the Kul Hashem people are not being Matir Tainus. But that's l'chora against what the Rishonim seem to be saying.
I'm just saying not different than that. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand.
You couldn't continue. You need something, some sugar. That would still be
Kul Hashem. I'm not so sure you're right. I hear what you're saying. But I'm still not so sure you're right.
Why not?
Because bottom line is, you didn't fast. Now let me show you. I have to show you one other thing. Now there is another pshat in Marbury's Ravina that we didn't see, we didn't say it. That we didn't say it. What? Yeah, no. No, that's what we have to get to now. What? Second. We're going to see in a second. We have to see the original. That some Rishonim learn that Marbury de Ravina didn't fast on those days. What it means that he fasted means if he would have a bad dream, so then he would fast. A tainis chalom. But pashup shot in the Gemara means he fasted every day except for those 3 days. The whole year he was fasting except for those 3 days. Yeah, which page is that? You have a packet? 1 second. You have it? That, and therefore, it'll come out that what? That it doesn't mean that he had. In other words, Pashup Shot means Marbury de Ravina held like Rebbe Lezer, except for those 3 days, he says there's a requirement of Lachem. But if you hold the other way, think of the Maril, in the Maril. It's in the Maril. You have a... I thought it was in the, I put it in this packet as well, but maybe not. It's in the Maril. That the other way to learn is Marbury de Ravina only fasted when there was a Tainis Chalom. But if a Tainis Chalom would fall out on Shavuos, then he wouldn't even fast for the Tainis Chalom. That's what it means. But not that he fasted all the other days.
Did the Marbury agree?
I
disagree. I think
there
was a problem.
Yeah, you have that. I thought I'd put it in here also. I guess for some reason I maybe relied that I put it only in the other one. But that's another pshat in Marbury de Ravina. Not that he fasted every day. He fasted every day that he had a bad dream. But whether you could, in other words, according to this, you could fast, according to, in other words, what did Marbury de Ravina hold? What did Marbury de Ravina hold? Right. If he had a bad dream, then he would fast on Shabbos. But on Purim, he wouldn't fast even if he had a bad dream. Or on Shavuos, he wouldn't fast even with a bad dream. Or on right, so he held, according to that, on the other, all the other days, he basically holds like Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need lachem, you can't fast. No, very good. Yeah, this is a packet 4 or 5. So I have here, page 7. Oh, I have it here on page 10? Oh, page 10. 1 second. Where? Oh, yeah. So he has here, it was the riff, right, on page, first of Mariel, page 8. Tikhul Shad Yosef Tanisa, Rashalom Tainis Chalom. And that's quoted in the riff, as our good friend Herb Schertz pointed out. On page 10, in packet 5, it says that if you don't have it, you can see in the riff on Dalet Amud Beis, in the Dapei HaRif on Shabbos. Dalet Amud Beis, in the Dapei HaRif on Shabbos, three lines to the bottom, the Dafka Tainis Chalom. In the riff. Tan the Shah Bisham al Tani Sakrit alone. And then he says first of all Tani Khalob Bovad. Well Tani Sakhir also Sadis Bishams. But does he and the Maril
there was a problem with that.
The Maril says it out straight. Mr. Maril on page 8 quotes it. The Kula Shati Yosef Betanisa Ratzolo Betanis Chalom.
Then he goes and addresses that other question.
Yeah. And that's another way of learning it. So he only fasted a tiny chalom. And that's the it's cool. What? Yeah, in our packet? Which page? Yeah, so let's do 9 and 10 now. It says like this. Uboba yom afil b'shabes kol mutav mutav she'is ane. So if you had a bad dream, it's better that you should fast. V'az lo yehe libo doeg ala chalom. This way, you won't worry about the dream. In other words, you'll enjoy Shabbos better by fasting. Because if you had a bad dream Friday night, and you wake up, and you, like Rav Shechter said, it's only if you're very nervous about it, and you can't forget about it, so you feel that Chas V'Sholom, there's a Gzeira in Shamayim against you, and you want to put the Gzeira at ease, so then fast. Yesh lo yoseh oneg betaniso bibab chalis. And you'll have a better, that's the din of Tainis Chalom, that if you have a bad dream, you're allowed to fast. For Friday night, you had a bad dream, you're allowed to fast Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. The brachas masig lesiv, and the Gemara says the brachas, but then you're going to have to fast another fast because you fasted on Shabbos, even though you were allowed to fast on Shabbos. But since it's not the Iker Oneg to do it that way, so you need kapara. So then you fast another day to be mechaper. Kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Even though in your situation that was the proper thing to do, but still it was a pogeya in the Iker Kvod Shabbos. Yanki Hesana B'Shabbos. Rabbeinu Meir Perish Ein L'Sanos Al Chalom Sharot Tlaz Zimni. He says you should only fast if you saw a dream three times. The Rav of Shmuel be Borvenik, he tell the Isha Shiyosu b'tainis chalom b'Shabbos v'liyochol l'sanos shnei yomim mitzufim. He tell the sanos b'echad b'yishavu v'liyom k'malosu b'mitz pasukim v'osu l'sanos adav shos because of Rav Yoh of al tefila v'talmator shor l'yosuk l'sanos l'chaim l'krab lazer v'amar kul l'chaim l'kul l'gavoa v'su mar b'red ravina av yosu b'tainis kul l'shat l'mar manzarda Shuva Isi. So he's learning. Chazar of Amatfila with Talmator Charlie Sazan. So remember the Ravina have Yosef Tanisa Kulishaita Bar Matarta. Shuv Yizi Perek Sheni, the Beit of the Sfilah can be Shuv, Chaim Pasuk Rav Yo. So, yeah, but over here I don't think he's quoting that Pasuk. He's saying the other way. Yeah, okay. The only question is who is he following? So the two pshatim in Mar Berei the Ravina. One pshat in Mar Berei the Ravina is that he just fasted every day in the year. Even on Shabbos, that means he fasted every Shabbos. He only didn't fast on 3 days. And the other pshat is no. He didn't fast on every day of the day. If he had a time to Shalom, then he would fast every day of the year except these days.
But there's so many
Friday nights. Yeah. Night, you know. Right. And he ate Sukkot night also.
Yeah.
But still considered a halo, a tainus. Yeah.
Why do you think the same swarm applied to other scenarios of somewhat fasting? Because they were tzaddik. By the
faith of Mekush. He fasted 40 years.
Logic would hold there.
I mean, where the Gemara says in Gittin, the Reb Tzadik fasted 40 years that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed.
Right. But I don't see any
reason why I wouldn't. So, Pashup Shah means he fasted every day.
Right. And Shabbos.
Including Shabbos, and he ate at night.
Right. So
that means that he assumes that. Maybe he assumed that there's no din HaKol Modim that being in a Na'am
Milachem. But also assume this. That this no. is a similar type. The same sorrow, there's no difference in sorrow.
You mean you could say that he assumed that. Maybe he assumes like Rabbi Yeshua, but still, he was so sad, you know, so worried about the Chorban that he couldn't. It wouldn't be an oneg for him to eat.
This could have applications in.
Right, is that what you're saying?
That's what I was saying then, and that would halakhically have applications in other times. Tanna Zach also have applications. They're about to invade a country, that the same logic would hold.
Yeah.
The same sort of logic in Tanna Zachalom. It's not exclusive to Halom. I don't see.
Right. In other words, what you're saying is, if somebody will enjoy fasting more than eating, not that he had a bad dream, but he's worried about something else that happened in his life. He didn't have any dream, but he's going through a rough situation, and he's tense about it. And he would, Chora, it's not a din of.
That is basically a Chora. Also, that doesn't mean when you're sleeping, anything that would bother.
Right. That's what he's saying.
No, that's what
the, that's not what a chalom is, but he's saying that chalom lavdavka. Right, okay, maybe. I mean, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the person who enjoys fasting more than eating is allowed to fast on Shabbos, right?
So the problem you have, one of the points you said, the
Pashto
says that he's fasting the whole year.
Who?
I've read
right.
So based on this whole program, it still could be that even without a halom, it's fasting the whole year. It doesn't have to, it's too much.
Yeah, I mean, he can be kabbal to be Masana. The fact that you're fasting on a Wednesday, so what? You're fasting on a Wednesday. The chiddush is that he fasted even on Shabbos when there's normally a mitzvah to eat. Or on Yom Tov he fasts.
The same logic, whatever's going on in that year.
Yeah, okay.
The same
okay.
logic, and it doesn't.
Okay. Well, he was preoccupied by the Chorban in Yerushalayim, but he wanted, you know, he.
No,
not with
the
Ravina.
He's talking that Marbury Ravina was also.
Also had.
Had something the whole.
Something with Machas. Maybe there was a sick. Somebody was sick in his family, or something like that.
Would have fasted every single day.
Okay, let's continue now. Then the Mordechai on page 11 quotes the Rav Yoh that we saw, that it's that Marbury the Ravina holds like Rav Elazar,
that you're allowed to fast. Because of Rav Elazar, nearly it's really Rav Elazar. Amar kula shem kula chem. V'anan kaim lank Rav Yeshua, but we hold like Rav Yeshua that says chetzu l'shem chetzu l'chem.
Okay, so now there's a discussion. So who should we paska like? Well, we saw the Rambam, but like as you said last week, so the Rambam. I'm quoting you. Okay, so let's look at the Bach now on page 12. Who do we normally paska like? If there's a machlokas or a blazer in Yeshua, who would we normally paska like? What's the regular rules? So there's a klal. We don't paska like a blazer because a blazer shabutihi. Right? What does that mean? Some say he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai or something. Take a look. Lachora nira. Bach, page 12. Kafel gav the kaimelon halacha k'Rav Yeshua k'neged Rabbi Lezer. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer shemuti hu. Gumashu kosev abenu leel simin reish lamin hei. Haidu b'stam. Rabbi halacha, that's in a regular machlokas. So we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. But here, it's mashmim in the Gemara that we don't follow that rule. In other words, if we have no indication that we should follow Rav Elazar, and it's just a plain machlokas, Rav Elazar and Yeshua, we say Rav Elazar Shemuti, and we follow Rav Yeshua. But if there's an indication that we should paskin like Rav Elazar, then we won't use the rule of Rav Elazar Shemuti. So here, v'halacha muchach b'talmuda, v'halacha k'Rav Elazar, why? Because since the Gemara says, hakol modim debinin al mechem, hakol modim debinin al mechem, that's all within Rav Elazar. Nikomer hakol modim the shabbos bein lachem. These are the lachem Rabbi Shua damar chalkeu pshita the logar shabbos miyam tovim. Zach gam kein chalko lokud l'Hashem. Dam shabbos k'siv l'man yenuach. Vein zenayich k'shelo yochal lo yishte b'shabbos. Alvada biyontif halacha k'rab lazer damar kul l'Hashem. Nikomer the shabbos kul yalma. Modu perished a field of blazer, modu the bean in Amilachem. Right, that's the Pashup Shah. Okay, lo mashmer chalchi be Mordechai. But he says the Mordechai in Shabbos is not mashmer that way. Why? Shekosov, also Lasanos, at Shay Shos be Shabbos. Because of Rav Yoh,
does
one second. In other words, seems to be a steer in the Rav Yoh, because that first Rav Yoh seemingly we pass in the blessing. But then there's another Rav Yoh that says we follow Rav Yeshua. Mashin b'tchil because of Rav Yoh ki Rav Lezer. V'chaka chozerbo because of halacha Rav Yeshua. V'chaim pasach halacha l'maisa. There's the first Rav Yoh in Tainus, he writes that even though normally we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Lezer, but here the Gemara says Hakol Modim. It's Mashma that's emphasizing Rabbi Lezer. But then in Sukkah he says not that way. He says he followed Rabbi Yeshua. So it's mashma that he was chozebo. So that's his question. How could originally he say halacha Rabbi Lezer? Shara the sanus b'shabbos. Halacha Amar Rav Hassam the Shabbos Kuli Alma Moda the Bina Nami Lachem. But Lechora, if you're saying that you can fast on Shabbos, but isn't Shabbos one of the days that even Rabbi Lezer is Moda? V'efshar hayololo Lomar dayam farsh the barber and ravina the yosef tanisa kula shata feel b'shabbos chole kula rava v'sover to Rabbi Lezer v'gam b'shabbos kula Hashem halacha k'mosu. In other words, obviously barber and ravina didn't hold that hakol modim b'shabbos ravina l'alchem. But lo k'rava el the mashu kosef su barber and ravina almo the betchil kosef kach b'lav kach barber and ravina l'chein nira the ravio betchil kosef al masana al kol shana. Machmas tshuva v'chasidus v'osik b'talmud v'tzila t'anuzo v'onuglo v'achil b'shabbos v'lotzar v'neshiri v'eses. Some people, they fast the whole week. So it's not good for them to eat on Shabbos, because then you're going to change your pattern. Then you're going to get sick. So if you're such a person that fasts the whole week, and now you're going to change your plan and Shabbos you're going to eat, you're going to get sick. Shina Vesis. So Ravya, Daf Rava, to come to the Shabbos Kul Alma Modi Vim Lo Mechem, and see if Karas on the Shabbos Oneg, Modem, that's for how they came into Oneg today, who are Tainis, Hadrinal Divre Blazer, and Hilchas of Kavose. Wow. In other words, he wants to say that even the opinion that says, Hakol Modi B'Shabbos, the Bidin Alam B'Lachem, that's only a person who can enjoy eating on Shabbos. But if you're a person that doesn't, it's not going to enjoy eating on Shabbos because you're fasting the whole week. So then even if you hold like the Hakol Modim Shitas, the Bina Nablachem, you'll still be excused from eating on Shabbos because it won't be beneficial for you. And that was what Rabbi Yosef said, and then he changed his mind, the halachas to Rabbi Yeshua. So yeah, so now he says an unbelievable thing. Well, if he's at Tzarech Lomar, the Hada Omer Rava, Hakol Modi B'Shabbos, the Bini Nami Lachem, the Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yitzvit, Tzalka Dayet Tachamini, the Lomar, Yeshua Chalkeil, El Biyontif. In other words, who's Hashem Trap when the Gemara says Hakol Modi the Be'ini Nami Lachem on Shavuos, on Shabbos and Purim? So we've been saying till now that's all within Rabbi Lezer. Within Rabbi Lezer Shita that says that you could choose to have Lat Kulo Kulo Hashem. Certain days you don't have an option. But it doesn't make sense to be in Rabbi Yeshua, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you always need Lachem. So the Bach has a Chach. And even in Rabbi Yeshua you could say it. Because it could be that you would think that maybe Rabbi Yeshua was only talking about Yontif. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is only talking about Yontif when he says you have to split it. But maybe Shabbos, in Ochanami, you could fast. And in Purim, you could fast.
Why did it happen?
So the Chiddush is that even those days, you need what? Lachem. The fees of Tzurich Lomer, the Hadam Rava, Kol Modi B'Shabbos, the Vinilan Lachem, the Mishur Nami Yitzrich, the Salkadai Dechamin, the Lomar Yeshua Chakeo El Biyotif, the Sibu Feresh Atzeres Tiel Lachem. Aval Shabbos no Nita L'Yisrael El Lassach B'Torah, the Sib Shesh Yishamim Tava, the Yom Yishvi Shabbos L'Hashem El Kecho, Lachi Yosu Rava L'Aruya, the Leisa, Kol Modi B'Shabbos, the Vinilan Lachem, the Sibu Kerasa L'Shabbos Odeh. Because the psukim that you learn out the whole halacha is a yantif.
In that case, Rabbi Elazar is also on the bayantif.
Okay. then he says, even halacha perish hasmag, the smag says, hakol modi batzev shabbos shatzor chetzi lachem, mashma dafke chetzi lachem, chen kosev ben yiruchem. It's a man that hechid v'ina nami lachem, mistama kalkeo chetzi lachem chetzi lachem. Do me the others. Aval b'yushalmi, Mashmah the Rabbi Yechid Abba Lanu Shabbos is all asok ben b'divrei Torah. Was, what's Pshad? The Bavli says, HaKol Modim Shabbos Dibinu Nalim Lachem, and Lachem Pash just means Ketzu Lachem, Ketzu Lachem. But it says that you need Lachem. That's another question. What does it mean, HaKol Modim Atzeres Dibinu Nalim Lachem? So the Bach, so Pash Pshad you could say just means, that means you can't fast. But the Bach says no. What you know what it means? Hakol modim debina namilachem. You need chetzio lachem. It's not enough just to Shabbos to have a little lachem. You need chetzio lachem. You need chetzio lachem.
At least
which is like what Rav Shechter said. Pshat in lachem. What it means? Hakol modim debina lachem means something significant. But the problem is, so that means at Shabbos you can't have. So this part of the Bach is like Rav Shechter said, that Lachem means something significant. It can't just mean a little bit. But this is. In both of them. Both of them.
So what does it mean to be substantial?
No, meaning you can't have Kulu Hashem on the days that it says Hakol Beinun, Hakol Modim Demin and Ami Lachem.
Let me ask that already. Why does Gemara say Lachem? That's obvious.
No, according to Rabbi Lezer, you normally have a choice. Two tracks you could choose. These days you don't have a choice. So the question is, but then what do you have to do? So he says that then you have to have a nice. Well, Yerushalmi Mashmid Rabbi Yechid Omer Lomidu Shabbos Tzal Lasek Behem Divrei Torah Hainu Derov Yom HaShabbos Yesh Lasek BeDivrei Torah Lobinu Lachem. But then you have the Yerushalmi that says the whole point of Shabbos, this famous Yerushalmi. I put it, it's going to be in a Parsha packet. You know when? This week. Israel. The Yerushalmi. There's one line in Yerushalmi says the whole point of Shabbos is that you should be learning. So that's mashma, that even if you hold you can eat, but it means primarily supposed to be learning. So how could you say that you've been in Ami Lachem? So he says, so it's two different opinions, Lachor. That the Bavli holds, you need Chetzio Lachem on Shabbos. Yerushalmi says that you might need Lachem, but it doesn't have to be Chetzio. Or you could say, Well, you could say the pshat in the Bavli is to be an amalachem doesn't mean chetzio lachem, just means some lachem, and then it wouldn't be a contradiction.
How is chetzio
lachem more to the Bavli? The Bavli just says hakol modim b'shabbos to be an amalachem. So he has two possible pshatim what that means. Does that mean hakol modim b'shabbos to be an amalachem chetzio lachem, or does it mean hakol modim b'shabbos to be an a little lachem? Because Yerushalmi says that the whole point of Shabbos is that lasuk b'divrei Torah, so that it can't possibly mean that you could take chetzio lachem, because lasuk b'divrei Torah means that the whole day you should be learning. No, but it means that for the primary part of the day is that you. And he says that's mashma loshon Rambam. Minach tzadikim arishonim. Yeah, give me a Rambam, please. Moad zmanim, please. So I read it to you. Perek Lamed Halacha Yud. Listen carefully. Achilas basu v'shtias yayin b'shabas onik ulo hu shoysu yodu maseges, etc. Alakach haya minach ha-tzadikim yishonim. Listen to the minach of the tzadikim. Tzadikim yishonim. Mispal odu b'shabas shachris u'musu b'eks kinesis. First you go to shul. You daven shachris u'musu in shul. Then you come home and you eat lunch. Okay? And then you go back to the base medrash. Then you go to the base medrash. V'yikra v'yishna ad ha-mincha. And then you learn till mincha. You spell mincha v'chachach yikva suda shlisha. It's all yai. So Pasha says the Rambam means you go to the 7 o'clock meeting. Finish at 9. Come home 9:30 and you eat the suda. And then you go back to the Beis Medrash and you learn the rest of the day. No, I'm not talking about the other Rambam. The Rambam from last week. The Rambam from last week was about. He taught you how to do chetzil Hashem, chetzil Lachem. Because he passed it like Rabbi Yeshua. This Rambam is in Perek Lamed Halacha Yud. He's telling you what the tzaddikim, what do you call them? Tzaddikim harishonim. So he says that the. So you see over there, he wants to claim that even though it's Shabbos you need Lachem, you don't need chetzil Lachem. But the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, he says Chatzi Hayom, that you learn until you daven, you come home, you eat a little bit, then you go back and you learn till Chatzi Hayom, and then the rest of the day you eat and drink. You eat and drink. But on Shabbos is mashma that he says Achi Dachtin B'Yontif Chatzi Hashem Chatzi Lachem, and Shabbos Rov Hayom Lashem. U'miktsas Lachem, the Lokas Smag. Because the Smag. There was basically, there's a fundamental discussion here in the Bakya. Where the Gemara says, Hakol Modi B'Shabbos, the Beinin Ami Lachem. The Smag says, on Shabbos you also need Chetzio Lachem. Lachem means Chetzio Lachem. Well, the other pshat in lachem could just mean to have a small lachem. We have a small lacha. So the Rambam, he wants to claim that the Rambam sheet is that the Yontif, when he passes by Yeshua, you need chetzi lachem. On Shabbos, you might need lachem, but it's not a chetzi lachem. It's another din in lachem. It's another din in lachem. So on Yontif, you need chetzi lachem. In other words, so the Bach's pshat in the Rambam is if you compare the two Rambams, the Hilchas Yontif and the Hilchas Shabbos, it comes out that on the Shabbos, on Yontif, he says he teaches you how to do chetzi lachem and chetzi lachem. But on Shabbos, it's basically what? Mostly Lashem and a little Lachem. So if you're a person who follows the Rambam, so basically Shabbos, you're basically learning most of the day. But I'll tell you what the Meshech Chachma says, that Shabbos is basically a day of you and God. And Yantif is a day of like friends and community and schmoozing, you know, with people. Shabbos is a day of solitary confinement, basically. That's why they also to carry, cook. But they didn't mean that people should come out and get together on Shabbos so much. I mean, in America, things change a little bit. I guess they have more Yontif spirit on Shabbos. This is a Shmir Golos here. The people need the Shmir Chizuk on Shabbos too. Alba, get a little bit more Soyuz. The real Shabbos is like, the next dimension of the play, why you have to carry it. Cities, like Rav Gelli said, in the old days, they had an Erevin in the big cities because or else you wouldn't have water. Because they didn't have water in your own, they didn't have basic, they didn't have, like my wife's grandmother says over, she remembers those days, they didn't even have an oven in their own house. They didn't have these things. So it's a question of the basic food. So the question is, do you extend that now to social gatherings and being allowed to get out and these things or not? That's the way the community, But it's interesting that the Rambam has that a Yontif it's Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Lachem, and a Shabbos it's basically you're eating the whole, you're learning the whole time, and then you have a, he says basically you're learning till Mincha Ketana. But you come home, you eat your meal, and then what does he say? You go back to the Beis Medrash. And then you learn till Mincha, you come home, you have Shalosh Shudas. So basically, that's what you do. You're spending most of the day learning. You have that meal in the morning, you have Shalosh Shudas later. On Yontif, the Rambam says, you daven, you come home, you have your meal, you go back and learn till Chatzos. And then from Chatzos to the rest of the day, you're eating. You're eating and drinking and schmoozing, I guess. It's a whole different the way that. It's true, in other words, the way the Rambam pictures the day, the ultimate way of the day in Yontif versus the way he pictures the ultimate way in Shabbos is drastically different. But that works in good with the Meshech Chochma, that says that Yontif is communal. Shabbos is more introverted. Rav Telekiv was up there.
According to the Shach of Gav and Shabbos,
Because if you learn Pshat, the Hakol Modim is in...
The whole Shaila we had at the beginning, why the day the Torah was given, that whole Ashkafic Shaila about why the Torah was given, we're eating it, by not having...
Right.
Flipping it towards
question.
The Pashut understanding of the...
Well, it's Pashut Pshat in that Gemara, Hakol Modim is that within Reb Lez. That's the Pashut Pshat. The Bach wants to say it's even Reb Yeshua. One second. Rast is even Rabbi Yeshua, and the Pshat is that you need Lachem in those days also. You can't fast, and then he says the Smag says Chetzu Lachem, and he's learning that could be doesn't even need Chetzu Lachem. So then it comes out that according to Rabbi Yeshua. Comes out according to Rabbi Yeshua that but he says that's by Shabbos and Purim, but by Yontif it's not going to change because. But then.
So that's Rabbi Yeshua. The other one's Rabbi Yeshua.
It's a little bit difficult. Right.
But the whole shadow we had about the whole shadow we started off the whole Ashkafa thing about why you
apply. Yeah, I understand.
So maybe we don't, according to the Bach's understanding, you could just say that the Shruv is the opposite. You need a little bit of Lacham on Shruv within the whole day from the Tatar.
Right.
Because
it don't fit into the Tatar. Right. Oh, so let's see now Shulchan Aruch on page 14. So it says, Mechaber says, "Afilu mishu tzorach lacherim, mishu lo mad, mishu lo tzorach lazar, as asu al-chaber is a Shabbos. V'lo omru asay shabbat chachol, al tetzarach lebriyo." Okay. Now look at the Mogen Avraham. "Kosim sever ola Shabbos, mashma misug de psochim, afal gab diyontif, b'yin chetzi ol Hashem, avam Shabbos imrotsu lasas hakol lochem osa." Wow. So here's another pshat. He wants to say that Hakol Modim, the Bina Nam Melechem, is within Rabbi Yeshua. Within Rabbi Yeshua. And the pshat is that normally the din is Chetzu Lashem, Chetzu Lachem, and in these 3 days, you need more than Chetzu, you need Ruma Lachem, or Kulu Lachem, except you can daven a little bit. Whereas the Ola Shabbos has a new pshat in Hakol Modim. He says it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. So it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Going according to Rabbi Yeshua, so that's what it means. Rabbi Yeshua normally says Chetzu Lachem, Chetzu Lachem, but on Shabbos it should be mainly a day of Lachem. This is against the Bach and against everything we've been saying now. A new that those days need more than just Chetzu Lachem on Shavuos and Shabbos and Purim. That's a riot for the people who like. 3 days, then that's Marbury and Ravina. Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos, you should basically be eating most of the day.
Did you see that contrast
with Marbury and Ravina? Well, not necessarily. And that's what it means. You shouldn't, the way the Gush Esrad explains the Magen Avraham, you shouldn't be machalik chetzul Hashem, chetzul Lachem in these days. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. Vani oimer, you see that? Look inside. Kosim say for Olo Shabbos is a fascinating prat. Mashmir misugi the psachim afal gam diyon to bein chetzul Hashem avol Shabbos himrono sol asos hakol lachem oseh. But you can't not daven. You have to make zman tefillah, etc. But if basically you want to spend the whole day eating, you'll daven, you know. But basically it's the whole day eating and enjoying, you can do it. That's what you should be doing on Shabbos. The opposite of what the Bach said within the Rambam. So, but the Magen Avraham disagrees. Va'ani oimer nishtaka hadover velo nemar. He says you can't say such a thing. This thing has to be forgotten. What the Ola Shabbos says, it's not true. The Haksiv gam kev Shabbos l'Hashem elkecha. Because we have a pasuk Shabbos l'Hashem elkecha. V'hachi kamara. So what's written in the Gemara? Halki kamer, afal pi de Reb Leza polig biyontif, v'omar kul l'Hashem, av b'Shabbos b'ini nami lochem. That's pshat. In other words, according to Reb Leza, who holds that you could fast normally on yontif, on Shabbos you need lochem. Chedu b'tur. Kul lohetig tevis nami. V'evshar shenuschem mutas atisei. So basically, the Magen Avraham is quoting a machlokas between himself and the Ola Shabbos, whether the din of Akol Modim is according to Rabbi Yeshua or according to Rabbi Lassa. And he's saying that but even if you call it according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can still say like the Bach. You can still say like the Bach, that it means, and have two pshatim. So in other words, within Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to say it's within Yeshua, you can say like the two pshatim in the Bach. That it means to have a chetzio lachem, or it means a little lachem. And now he has a third shot, that it means what? Rubo kulo lachem kimat. Wow. That's fascinating. And then the Magen Avraham says, I ain't so fresh tzaddik. Where it talks about the Machtzis HaShekel points out, where it talks about going to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. So you have a makor in the Ola Shabbos for people who don't learn so much on Shabbos. But we'll see. There's a whole Medrash Shem when we get to this Thursday's Chumash packet. We'll have a whole war to see on what that means, what the Yerushalmi means. Noah?
How do you say that the Bach
says that you can follow Rabbi Yeshua, and a kol modim means that normally it has to be chetzio, so maybe over here the smag says it also has to be chetzio, but you might think it's only Yom Tovim yet to your chetzio. The Chiddush is even Shabbos and Purim chetzio,
Or you can learn pshat that no, that it means that Divina Nami Lachem means you need a little bit of Lachem. So now let's take a look. In the Meiri, on page 16. But this is a fascinating machlokes, what that line means. Everyone quotes it. But the question is, what exactly does it mean? So look at the Meiri now, on page 16, third column. Kvar b'yarnu mishnasenu, sheladas Rav Yeshua, simchas yadim achilu shtiyah mitzvihi, miyata lamadu sh'osu l'sanas mehem. Tfilo das leisha kol yom v'lishnos. But you can't fast even if you're planning to eat to learn the whole day. Shekachu daito shal Yeshua, ma shakosu mokim echa atzer shal Hashem akecha, mokim achi ksiv atzer shtiyah lochem. Simchas Yontif is only Rishus. And here in the Vim lifts up Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Chol Mokum, the Shanech Lachmo, Yim Emelez, Halacha Gamo, so. Rav La Razel, Shavis, that says, Pur, Yotzim, and Aklal, Shalom, and Sadis, Mem. Here in the Vim, Afu, Moda, B'chi, Shal Tishrei, Kedei, Lekai, Mitzvahs, Inui, Ma'asiri. So he says he thinks he should paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, because normally we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Elazar. And he thinks that even Rabbi Elazar is moda on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, so let's just review what we've discussed here today. We discussed here today the machlokes of Lezer Rishua. We saw that some Rishonim, Rav Yoh, says that according to Rav Lezer, it means you can even fast if you want. Except for those days that are not. And then we saw that the Hakol Modim, these 3 days, the Divina Nami Lachem. And so the Pashup shot the way the Rav Yoh learns, it means within Rav Lez's opinion that you can fast. So these 3 days, you don't have an option of just saying Kulo Lashem. And then we saw, and that's how the Magen Avraham in the end says. That's within Rav Lez's opinion. But then we had the Bach and the Ola Shabbos that say that it can even be in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. And the Bach gives two pshatim within Rabbi Yeshua, whether it means that you need also lachem of these days that are not Yom Tovim, like Shabbos or Purim. You need at least katsu. Or do you say, no, on Shabbos, what it means to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that don't think on Shabbos you need katsu lachem. It means a nami lachem. You need a little bit of lachem. And the Smag says, no, hachol modim to be nami lachem means katsu lachem. And so those within Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out as a machlokas where the whole din of a chol modim divinam lachem is within Rabbi Lazar, or was it within Rabbi Yeshua? And if you say it's within Rabbi Yeshua, we have three possibilities. You can say it's within Rabbi Yeshua to mean that you need a little bit lachem. That's the way the Bach likes, and that he wants to claim is the Rambam's opinion of the Tzaddikim Rishonim. Or you could say, like the Smag, that you need chetzi lachem. Or you could say, like the Ola Shabbos, the what? That you need rov of lachem. Well, basically, the whole day of lachem.
Within Rabbi Yeshua.
So we have like at least four different pshatim in this Gemara. Whether it means hakol modim divin ram lachem, whether that means what that means. Does it mean within Rabbi Lezer? Does it mean within Rabbi Yeshua? Within Rabbi Yeshua, we have three. So within Rabbi Lezer, it's Pashut. It means that normally you can fast, but it means that here you can't fast. But according to Rabbi, but if you want to say it's within Rabbi Yeshua, which you always need Lachem, so what's the Chiddush over here? So the chiddush over here is maybe you don't need a chetzi lachem, you just need a little lachem. Or maybe the chiddush is you also need chetzi lachem, but the chiddush is even on these yomim that you might think you don't need chetzi lachem, like not yom tovim, Shabbos and Purim, and maybe Shavuos you could say like Rabbi Yonatan is saying that maybe there'd be a half a meter that. That Shavuos. Also, you could say you don't need lachem. So the chiddush is not only. So according to the Smag, the chiddush is not only do you need lachem, you need chetzi lachem. And according to the Rambam, just means a little lachem. And according to the Ola Shabbos, you need what? You need like kulo or rubo lachem. That's within all the Yeshua kit. Yeah, but then you could say that the Gemara never meant that. The Gemara meant within Rabbi Lezer, and it means that Rabbi Lezer, who holds normally you could fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, so Marbury and Ravina used to fast. So then we had two pshatim Marbury and Ravina. Does he mean he would fast always except for these 3 days, or only the time is halom?
If you
hold like he's following Rabbi Lezer, okay. So these are the things. I think we're gonna need one more time to finish it up, but we're almost there. Then we can go with other things. Okay. So this is a fundamental machlokas of what that line in the Gemara is referring to, and then it comes out to a drastic difference of what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. According to the Bach, Shabbos basically you're learning. That's a good Shabbos is you're learning. We have to see the other way of doing it. Okay, and Me'ez Hashem in the Chumash here, we'll see another Knetch and had a Me'ez Hashem. Okay, we'll daven Mincha soon. Good.